Tennessee education officials have spent the week on an apology tour across the state. They say they should have been more upfront about a tweak to this year's grading method for standardized tests. The hubbub over so-called quick scores reveals how complicated standardized testing can get. Rutherford County third grade teacher Sandra Mugu was high-fiving her students as she handed out scores at the end of school. A 92 was the lowest in her class. Then she learned her kids were given an artificial boost and that when the final scores come out for the purposes of judging school and teacher performance, they won't look quite as good.
What do? We just have to accept what they're saying and doing right now. But I really wish parents would come in and say, look, this isn't right.
State education officials say the only thing that's not right is how they communicated in advance. These quick scores were only developed so the test results could be included in a student's final grade. The TCAP, as it's known, doesn't translate well to a traditional report card. For instance, on a percentage basis, a 72 is considered proficient on the test, but it's close to a failing grade in many schools. Spokesperson Ashley Ball says the education department strives for transparency.
We want to share as much information as we can about these assessments and about these calculations. That's why we've got the interval scaling methodology and the Q-Brute methodology up on the website for everybody to see.
But even after looking at those equations, many are still confused. Asked what good transparency is if people don't understand what they're looking at, state officials say, good question. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.